at once, he heard a sound that made his heart tremble with fear.
That sounds like hoofbeats in the distance. Someone is riding horseback at a very great speed, and I believe he's coming towards this direction. The ground is virtually trembling under me. I'd best climb this branch of this tree before I'm seen.
Right below the branch that O'Neill was crouching upon, galloped a huge white horse, driven by a giant of a man, dressed in black, with a black mask covering his face. He stopped for a moment and looked around.
Who is that masked rider? I pray he didn't see me. What is that large bundle he has lying across the horse's back? Why, it's a boy! His hands and feet are bound by rope, and his mouth is covered with a heavy cloth. He's being kidnapped by the masked rider!
Where are we, my little prize? Oh, yes. Now I recognize these woods. One more mile north, and we'll be at my hideout. Come on, horse. Lift your hoofs. Quickly.
Ooh, lying sideways across the back of a horse sounds very uncomfortable.
When you're kidnapped, Tully, they don't give you much of a choice.
Oh, I know, Sachi. I know about that.
Daniel jumped down from his branch onto the soft ground below.
That poor lad looked terribly afraid, and there's no one here to save him, except myself. But for me to attempt to rescue the boy from the giant rider would be most reckless. It would be simply ridiculous. But perhaps that is the very purpose of my being lost in this deep forest, to recklessly rescue that unfortunate young fellow. It's up to me to save him.
Who? Who?
I said it's up to me. It's up to me to save him.
Who? Who?
Me. It's up to me to save the...
Who? Who?
Oh, again, it's that annoying owl. Go away. Off with you, you vocal vagabond. Oh, there's no time to lose. They proceeded north through those trees, and I shall follow the lead.
Deeper and deeper into the woods ran our young hero, looking for the horse's hoof marks by the light of the moon.
Here are more hoof prints, and more over there. I hope I'm going in the right direction. Whoa! Oh, oh! I wonder who put that branch directly before me.
Who? Who?
Well, how should I know who? I've never been here before.
Who? Who?
I said, how would I know who? I've never been... Oh! Once more, it's that owl. Why do you insist on following me all night? Who sent you to bother me?
Who? Who?
Yes, who? Oh, I just can't allow some babbling bird to deter me. I must continue before it's too late. I wonder if I'll ever find them.
Yo ho ho, ho ho ho, a bottle of wine, and I'm ready to go. Yo ho ho, ho ho ho, I'll get silver coins for you.
It's him, the masked rider. I hear his voice coming from that direction. Come on, Pete, move.
But Zadie, what could Daniel possibly do to help save the kidnapped boy? Why even try?
Well, he knew something that his father had always taught him. That even if you don't know why, Hashem wants you at least to try.